Welcome, Notre Dame Academy. This is Mr. Navarro, and our broadcasting crew has some events they would like to sum up as trimester 2 has ended and trimester 3 is just beginning.
Open house is a great opportunity to come and view our classroom and observe what our classrooms or our education can offer to the students. At NDA, Open House and Visitors Day are big events. Open house is when new students that want to apply or students that are coming to our school next year gets a little taste of what we do. You get to meet all the teachers and students, especially the student council, who are always so generous to help the visitors tour around our school. During open house, we have a work about which each class has learned, whether it's making cards of appreciation to our parents, work that is hung up on the wall, or presentations. We always put in our best effort. Open house is a great chance to meet the teachers, students, and our classrooms. Visitors Day is a great opportunity to see the teachers and students in action. On Visitors Day, parents that want to send their children to Notre Dame Academy Elementary School will come and observe each classroom, teachers, and students. During open house, you can see the environment your children will be working in. Also, you can really see how the students behave and what their working environment would look like. During Visitors Day, you tour around your school, going to the classrooms guided by your 8th grade leadership team, and a presentation followed by our principal.
Hi, this is Sophia here, talking about the amazing Christmas show. The Christmas show is an event where students from Notre Dame Academy Elementary sing songs in a show. Grades transitional kindergarten through fourth grade sing Christmas songs and carols for their parents. The show happens every year, and this year it was performed on December 5th, 2014. All the kids dress up in fancy Christmas dresses and suits. Everyone admires the little TKers singing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," or the kindergartners singing, "Up on the housetop," while wearing cute little reindeer antlers. All the kids practice a lot for this night, and they really give all their effort into singing. Isn't it so nice to see everyone smiling, happy, and full of the Christmas spirit? The two choirs also sing in the Christmas show, Knights Chorus and Chorus Angelorum. Knights Chorus includes the younger grades, while Chorus Angelorum is for older grades. Each chorus sings a variety of songs, and for them, it's actually like a Christmas concert. I, myself, am in Chorus Angelorum, and I got to sing as the last act in the show. I think it is really fun performing, although people, truthfully, enjoy watching the younger kids more. The Christmas show is a way to carol with family while performing, and I think everyone enjoys that. All in all, I think the Christmas show was a very successful night full of singing, and I can't wait until next year for another one. Bye, and thanks for listening!
Guess what, NDA? It's Claire Fay coming to you with some very exciting news. The speech contest is returning to NDA. I know this can sound daunting at first. I mean, you have to write a speech and present it in front of everyone, but believe me, coming from someone who's been doing it since the beginning, it gets easier and easier every year. And don't worry, your peers are very supportive and will help you make sure your speech is the best it can be. So there are a couple tips I have to make sure that your speech is the best and that you will have a chance to get into the finals and have a chance to actually win it for your class. Make sure that you don't repeat things. I know that if you repeat things, your audience can get bored and not want to listen anymore because they've heard that like 5 times before. Second of all, make sure that you have an enticing hook. You need to make sure that the first sentence that you say is attractive and that people will say, "Wow, that sounds really interesting, I want to listen to that." Third of all, make sure that everything that you write down in your speech, whether you're writing it or speaking it, has different emotion to it. You don't want to just have the same thing, you know, period after period. Add some excitement in here and there. It is very important that your speech is well written. Make sure that you use the best vocabulary. Don't go for the simple words. I mean, yeah, it's easy to write hard, but think, is there something new that you can write, like difficult or hard to accomplish, or something like that? If you follow these tips, I assure you, you will have an easy time writing your speech, and make sure to listen to your peers and your teachers. They always have good advice for you. I hope this helped you, and have fun writing your speeches, and good luck to everyone in the speech contest.
To celebrate the end of every trimester, the middle school has a party. At the end of the first trimester, we had the Jingle Mingle. Not only did we celebrate completing one trimester, but we celebrated because Christmas was right around the corner. At the Jingle Mingle, everyone wore festive clothing and came with a bright attitude. Upon entry, our phones were taken away so we could enjoy the evening with our friends. Then, you could take pictures with your friends and grab a steaming cup of hot chocolate. At the beginning of the party, we ate food with our friends and created our own gingerbread houses. Next, we played games such as charades, guess the song, and guess the picture. For charades, everyone was divided into two teams and we battled to see who could get through all the Christmas actions first. In guess the song, we split into six teams, and we had to work together to guess the title of the Christmas song that was playing. For guess the picture, in our same six teams, we had to guess what the picture was based off of the tiny piece we could see. Not only is the Jingle Mingle fun, but it gives us an opportunity to get to know people in other grades. Usually, we would hang out with people in our class or in our own group, but the Jingle Mingle helps break that by making us work with people we wouldn't usually hang out with, in hopes that we could get to know them and make a few new friends. This year's Jingle Mingle was a blast, and I hope that next year's and the ones years to come are even better.
Now we're going to talk about the first trimester presentations. The whole school went to the gym so we could see them. First was music, where they had like a slumber party type of play, where like they all came together and they sang. So they sang songs such as Eye of the Tiger and Imagine. It was overall a great performance, and I really liked it. So did a lot of other people. Now, next was The Jungle Book. But before that, we had a little intermission and took a break so the next performance could come up, which was The Jungle Book. So, when they perform, they're basically doing one of three parts, since The Jungle Book is made up of three parts, and since there are for the year, three electives, each drama elective is going to do one part. So if they did the first part and they introduced characters such as Baloo, Mowgli, Shere Khan, and all those other characters. Again, the performance was really well and everyone mostly enjoyed it. So overall, the first trimester performances were great and I cannot wait for the second trimester performance.
Hey everyone, it's Carolina, and I'm here to talk to you about the traditions we do at NDA for Valentine's Day and St. Nicholas. For 3 days, the 8th grade leadership team goes out during recess and lunch and sets up a table. There, they sell valgrams, which are pieces of paper that you write little notes on and then can send to anyone in the school. When you finish writing on the piece of paper, you can tape a piece of candy on the valgram, and then finally, on Valentine's Day, people can pass out treats and candies, and you can get your valgrams. Another tradition we do is with St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas is a saint who is basically Santa Claus and passed out toys to children a long time ago. At our school, the tradition we always do every year is when we take out one of our shoes and put it outside the classroom in the hallway. Then St. Nicholas comes around and puts little candy canes in everyone's shoe. We do this every year, and we love it. Well, thanks for listening. Bye!
Hey guys, Chloe here. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the spirit assembly that we have with Sheena Lee. We started it off with Miss Hobbs showing us a Prezi presentation. It was the first time that we had ever done something like this, so it was pretty cool. We had heard rumor that there was going to be a special presenter. And guess what? It was one of our own 8th graders, Sheena Lee. She really showed us the Word of God. We sang songs and did fun dances. The students who went were the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I personally loved it so much and learned so much from it. The awesome thing was that our personal film crew, Carolina and Sophia S., filmed the pep rally so that everyone got to enjoy it. I thought it was a wonderful event. I hope we could get to do it another time soon.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of the Nightly News.